I'm Wild Thang, and you're checking out The Bullshit Report, sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com, makers of great-tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored lollipops. Let's get into it. So the Kansas City Chiefs just came back to win the Super Bowl in dramatic fashion. And if you look at this past season, they made a number of comebacks, most notably against my beloved Houston Texans. They were down 24-0, stormed back to win in dramatic fashion, running away like 51-31, just like unbelievable in three quarters. And they had a number of comebacks throughout the season as well. Well, see, here's the thing. During the pressure-packed moments when the game was on the line, the play of the Chiefs elevated, right? And that's a hard thing to do, especially when you've been getting beat on the whole game. So how do you do that? How do you all of a sudden gain the mustard to elevate your game to a new level when everything around you is crumbling or when it's pressure-packed moments? Well, that happens when you've been tested before. Whether you come out on top or you don't, just having experienced that pressure of having to compete at a higher level when it's all on the line, that changes your mind state and that prepares you for greater challenges. So whereas the San Francisco 49ers, who are a great team, they never trailed in the playoffs. So when it got down to the nitty gritty, they mentally had meltdowns on both offense and defense because they had, as a team, had never played in that type of moment before. And, you know, they may have actually been the better team. But because of the experience of playing in a pressure-packed moment, Mahomes and the whole team never lost their confidence. Whereas other teams that the 49ers had played quickly lost their confidence because they kept getting hit in the mouth. So they just laid down. I mean, you keep getting hit. Normally, you're going to lay down, but not everybody lays down. Players like Tom Brady and the Patriots don't lay down. That's why he won so many, because he had been placed in so many pressure-packed moments where the odds were placed against him. See, we're human, right? So we only have really two reflexes, and that's either to fight or to flight. You know, to fight or to run. And in most instances, you can be born with the ability to fight, but in a lot of instances, that has to be sculpted in you and molded. You know, it has to be developed like a muscle. But the only way it can be developed is through situations. Great players like Kobe Bryant had to go through it. Michael Jordan with his Bulls, going through the Detroit Pistons and the Boston Celtics and the Lakers and umpteen teams, you know, back in those days. You know, and LeBron James had to go through those pressure-packed moments. Certain players elevate at those moments and certain players don't. But the thing is that if you keep competing at a high level, you'll keep getting more opportunities. And the more opportunities you get, the better you'll get at it. That's what the greatest realize and understand. You know, you can be greater than the other team or the other opponent, but not all the time does the ball bounce your way. But if you still keep going and getting up and fighting, you're going to get there. It's going to happen for you. Look at the Washington Nationals, you know, who just recently won the MLB championship. They had a number of odds against them. They came in as a low seed, so they had to compete at a high level. And they did. They pulled it out. So I say all that to say this here. Whether in sports, business, or life, don't run from them pressure-packed moments. Because they're going to make diamonds for you. They're going to help you elevate to a higher level than you ever been. Even if you fall down and melt, like San Francisco did. The thing of it is that they were in the moment. So hopefully they get in that moment and have opportunity again. so that they can overcome that. And then they can gain that muscle. You know, a lot of times, like when you go in the gym and you working out, man, because I work out a lot, you know what I'm saying? But when you go in the gym and you ain't been in there a while, man, your dexterity, your endurance is very, very low. You can't go that hard. You get tired. Your muscles be sore. You be like, shit. You know what I'm talking about? But over time, from, you know, the reps, doing it over and over and going through it over and over, you get the. So don't run. Or if you do run, look to be in a similar situation so you can get better the next time so you don't run. All right? Holla. Thanks for checking out another great episode of the Bullshit Report. And make sure you check out our great sponsor, LiquorLollipops.com. Makers of non-alcoholic, great-tasting, liquor-flavored lollipops. And also, check out my latest release, Motorcycle Music, streaming on all platforms. Holla.